I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice Series. Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, the Tzitzel Eliezer and Chelik Yogim Simon Sadi, was asked the question, which there was a fellow who was in a terrible accident, and a finger of his was cut off. They were interested in doing surgery to reconnect his finger, however, there was a problem. This fellow is a Kohen. And the halacha is that if there's an Eiver Min HaChayef, there's an entire limb, even of a live person, that gets cut off, it has the status of a dead body, and it's able to give off tumah. And therefore, not only is there a question of, is the Kohen able to touch that finger, but is he even able to be in the same ohel, in the same room, in the same house as that finger? The Shoel, in that tshuva, had thought to give a reason why this finger wouldn't be able to give off tumah, and that is because I'm interested in reconnecting it to his hand. And since this finger came from a live person, and we're interested in reconnecting it to that live person, perhaps in such a situation, it wouldn't have the status of a dead body, and it wouldn't be able to give off tumah. However, the Tzitzel Eliezer rejected that argument. And he references the Gemara in today's daf, Nida daf Ayin. The Gemara, starting from the bottom of Samach Tesla Beis, gives a list of the different questions, the 12 questions that the Anshi Alexandria, the people from Alexandria, asked of Yeshua ben Hananya. And the Gemara in the Ayinam and Beis lists three of the questions were divrei burus, which were foolish questions. And among them was, they asked about Ben HaShunamis, the son of the woman from Shunam, who died. And Elisha performed Tchias HaMisim. Elisha, the Navi, revived this individual. And the people from Alexandria asked Yeshua ben Hananya, Ben HaShunamis, Mahuf Yitameh, would this Ben HaShunamis, would this individual be able to give off Tumah? And Rashi explained that they were asking after Elisha had already revived him. Therefore, point out to Tzitzel Eliezer that before he was revived, we don't say retroactively he never gave off tumah, even though he was eventually going to be revived, similar to this finger. Even though it was eventually going to be reattached to the person, it still has a status of tumah until it is reattached. But Tzitzel Eliezer continues in that tshuva, and he permits such a surgery for other reasons, because he considers it a sakanas ever. But he doesn't address what is the status of that finger after it is in fact reconnected. Is there a possibility that since this finger once became tame, even though it's reattached to a person, it's still able to give off tumah? But I think it's obvious, and that's really the answer that Yeshua ben Hananya responded to the people from Alexandria, that only dead people give off tumah. Live people don't give off tumah. And therefore, this individual who was revived, now he is alive, he doesn't have the status of a corpse, and he wouldn't be able to give off tumah. Similarly, this finger, once it's reattached to a person, it's as if it had a tchias hamesim, it became alive again, became attached to a live person, it no longer is able to give off tumah. And in fact, a similar reasoning was given by Rabbi Yehuda Unterman regarding benefiting from a corpse in a post-mortem transplant, discussing a cornea transplant from a dead body. And he discusses the problem, the challenge that many posts can deal with. There's a prohibition to benefit from a corpse. And therefore, are you allowed to perform such a surgery? Is someone able to benefit from the cornea of a dead body? He's deriving benefit from a mace. And then Unterman argues that there wouldn't be a problem. And he also references our Gemara, that our Gemara doesn't discuss the ability to derive benefit from this Ben HaShunamis after he was revived. That is because even if someone was once upon a time dead, once he is revived, once he becomes alive, he loses that status of being dead. And Rav Unterman argued, similarly when it comes to these post-mortem transplants, that any limb, any part of a body that becomes part of a live person, it's as if it's revived, part of a live person. And therefore, there can't be any problem of deriving benefit from a corpse.